You are holding daf yud aleph omer aleph on top. The Mor says now, second line, minoha milsa. How do we know this halacha? The yomer rabbanon. Again, it says in Chazal all over that zilbos aruba, that we go after roiv. Rashi says, since we're talking already about the halacha of chazokis, so therefore we yes also, how do we know you go bosa roiv? Taisa speaks out, the time of Taisa asks the question, that the Chur Akivon there mean the zilbos chazokis, since we already brought a proof that we go after chazokim, if so, Minasvara should have said, Kol Shechein Basaruba. For sure you go after Klal of Roiv. Why? Because the Klal always is, the Ruba the Chazaka, Ruba, if a Roiv is more stronger than Chazaka. So if we know the Mokim itself, if we use Chazakis, for sure we should use Roiv. So Tayyip says, the most question here is, Pishleim of the Rav Acher by Yaakov boy. The most asked the question, according to Rav Acher by Yaakov, that the Lekim Le Chazakim Mikroi, he did not learn out from a Pasek before. So according to him, it's also only in a svara. Therefore, we ask the shaila, how do you know roiv? Then Tosfos speaks another pshat. That's what Ben Chaim says later. That after we say the klal is ruba v'chazaka, that ruba is odiv, it's not min svara. That ruba v'chazaka, it's not a svara. Ela rather, we learn it out from the psukim later, mipar aduma, that the lina bosa ruba afagav dika chazaka k'neged a roiv. So when one of the limudim will soon sleep in par aduma, that's what we learn out from roiv. From there, we also learn out that Rubav Chazak, Rubadif. So that's very good. Even though we know now so far from a posik maybe that we go Bosta Chazakam, but so far we do not know Minasvara that Roiv is better than Chazakam. Therefore, the Gemara asks the question now, but Kitzim Minolan, how do we know that we go Bosta Roiv? So Gemara asks the question, Minolan? What kind of question? But to me, like Rashi, there's a question. The posik says clearly in Shemais, Achre Rabim Lahatai says, there's a clear posik that says we go Bosta Roiv. It says, Achre Rabim Lahaptas, go after the Roiv, the majority. So Mor says like this, true. Ruba di Yisa Kamon, when you have a Roiv in front of us that's here, Kagurin, what is the case like that? The famous case of Tisha Chanuyas. Let's say you have 9 butcher stores that sell kosher meat, and 1 butcher store that sells treifa meat, and you find a piece of meat outside one of the stores. So that's the klal we say, Zilbos Roiv, that this piece of meat came out from one of these stores. And since the majority rove with the stores are kosher, that's called the Ruba Disa Kamon. So Mor says, that's for sure we know from this posik of Acher Rabim Lahatos. And the same thing for Sanhedrin also. That's if you have a locha by Sanhedrin, like Rashi says, if you had Yud Beis Mezakin, the Yud Aleph Mechayovim, that locha Rizaka, we go bust to the Rav, in case of a Bezin of 23, that we go after the Pesach of the majority. So look at me, boy, Lord, now we have no question, that you're right. That's called the Ruba, the Issa Kamon, that's in front of our nose, that there are 10, there's a majority here, or 23, and we go after the Roiv of this majority. That we know from this postage of Acher Rabim Lahatos. The question is, the Gemara asks, Kikam Yiboylam, where do I have a question, a Shiloh, Ruba de Lesa Kamon, a case where the Roiv is not in front of our nose, but other of it's less, it's not in front of us. It's like a Roiv Machmas Asvara, an Ahoga, a Teva. Kagoin, what the Gemara says, what's the case? Kagoin, let's say. Kagoin, Kotin or Ktano. Minol, I don't know the case of a Kotin, a boy or a girl, that you go after Chazokis. Like Rashi says, the Pligi Rabbonin led Rav Meir Bivom. There it's a Machlokes Rabbonin and Rav Meir. The Tanaim learned over there, Yovim Kotin. Shabual Yivom and Ktano. Yigadlu Zem Zer. That we say, in a case where the husband died and the wife is a Ktano. So the Yavam, the brother-in-law, you know, is also a Kotan. If he's Miyavam, the Yivam is Chal, and they have a right to stay living together. And we're not afraid, maybe we'll find out that she's an idleness, whereas maybe the boy is a Saris, can't have children. It's hard to say either one of them can't have children, then there's no Mitzvah Yivam, and then they're being over in Yisra Erev of an Eishas Ochiv. Still, we're not afraid, but rather we leave him on Chazaka, that Rov Ketanim are able to have children when they become older, and Rov Ketanois also are able to have children. So you see, you go Bosa Roiv, that's called Ruba de Lesa Kamon. So how do we know this? By Kotan and Ketano, that we leave them on a Chazoka, that most Ketan and most Ketanos could have children. So this kid is like part of that Roiv. How do we know such a Roiv? So this Gemara says, Omer Reb Loza. So Mor says, Simin, Zman, Shvach, Mechanish. So Mor says this, Omer Reb Loza, that Asya, we learn it out from Meiresha Shaloyla, from the head of a korban eloh. So Rashi says that shen yecholim lach tzoyis, you can't cut it open, and to check out the kroin the membrane of the brains to make sure there's no nekev, it's not a trefa, which is one of the yudches trefas, and you can't crack open the head, like the Gemara says. The Yom HaKrokos Posse says, v'nitach oyselin socheho. You're supposed to cut up the korban oil into pieces. So with Darshan, when it says, v'nitach oyso, so with Darshan, oyselin socheho. Only the meat of the korban oil will be cut up into pieces. But v'loy nisocheh in sochim, but not the pieces into smaller pieces. Meaning to say the rosh, the head, that's a piece by itself. You have no right to cut open the head. So the head of the oil we can't cut open. So why aren't we afraid that maybe this korban oil is a trefa? Maybe there's a neck of, there's a hole in the membrane of the brains, and that's a trefa. That's the most questioned v'nechus. Let's be afraid. Shema nikav krum shamayich. Maybe in the membrane of the brains there's a hole, and that will make it into a trefa, and you can't crack open the head. Say elamai, it must be elolav. Isn't the reason mishum diamrina basa? Mishum diamrina, because we say zil basa ruba. Go after the majority of animals, and the majority of animals are not trefas. So you have a right to say this animal is like from the roiv of the world of the animals. Therefore, it's not a trefa. So where it says no from this pasuk, from this halacha, there's no proof. Mimai, who says that's the pshat? Duma maybe the polilei. The Rashi says kareyu, you sliced open the head, and you did like crack it open, but just for lo yavdu, you did not divide it into two pieces. Or bodikle, you checked out the brains to make sure there's no hole there. Aye, the question was vi mishum oisol in socher, that we dashen only the meat to cut up once for loyner socher in sochim, not the pieces into smaller pieces. So through the head has to be one piece. You can't cut it up into two pieces. So Tayhan immediately, when is that Issa Hechi Dichotech Lelegamri? If you would slice that into two pieces, that would be an Aveira, that you should not do. Avol Hecha Delayif Les Lambo. But if the piece is still attached, like Rashi says, Layif means Lashon of Mechubar. If the pieces are still attached, just you cracked it open, but not into two pieces, that's okay. So if we have no proof from the head of the korban olam that you go after raif, it could be you have to check it out to make sure the membrane of the brains are not, there's no hole in it. Zemura says that ma bread the ravina omer, he says like this, ask you let's go out this klai go bos the raif mishviras etzem pesach, from the loch of a korban pesach you're not allowed to break open any bones. The Yom Rachmon of the Pesach says v'etzem lo sisperu boy. And not allowed to break a bone from a korban pesach. If so, the question is again, v'necha shema nikav krum shamayach. Let's be afraid, maybe the head of the korban pesach in the brains there, maybe there's a hole. So if so, it's a trefa. And you can't check it out because you're not allowed to break the bone, the skull. El olav isn't the proof, isn't the reason. Mishum diarmin, because we say, zil basaruba, go after rave. And since rove animals do not have trefas, so therefore this animal is also not a trefa. So where you see, go bust a rave. So Moshe says, no again, who busts the proof here? Mimai, who told you that's the pshat? Duma, maybe the case of a korban pesach would be midiraisa, maybe the monach gumra tole, that you put a red hot coal on top of the head of this korban pesach. The kolile, and it burns open a little bit the bone. And that's the way you could check out to see whether there's a hole in the brains or not. Or bodiglen, he checks it out. The Tanya learned like this, ha mechatech begidim, if you cut the veins of the korban pesach, not the bones. And watch this, even though the veins are come out hard like the bone, there's no aver in cutting the veins. The aver is only cutting the bone. Or else, vi hasaref bi atzomis, if somebody burns the bones, he does not chop it, break it. He burns it, ein by mishum shvira setzim. There's no aver or shvira setzim. There's the lav is only not to break it. So here also it's possible to like burn open the skull of the korban pesach to make sure there's no trefa. So if we have no proof, you go bust a raiv. So Mor says true. So therefore, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Omer, he says, as yom me'alya. I learned it out from the tale. Rashi says, amakriv shlomim, bring a korban shlomim, oichatis, mikebis v'ayil. When you bring a kebis or an ayil, a korav alya, im heimurim, the fat, the tail of it is burnt with the imurim. Min hakloyis lamata, from the kidneys downwards, from the start, the side of the tail, that's all called the alya, the fats of the tail, that's burnt. Now the Yom Rachmon of the Pesach says, chelboy ha'alya, tamima. that the fat of the tail has to be tamima complete. Pashto means you cannot cut open the tail. You have to burn the whole tail. If so, Falekesh, let's be afraid by this korban, Shema nifsako chut hashedra. Maybe the backbone was slipped over there. Rashi says, chut hashedra, the backbone, shenifsat is cracked, a split, trefes, one of the yudches trefes. And the alyo, the tail, like the top part of the tail, is still part of the shedra. So the Pasuk says, it has to be tamima, the tail, so you can't open it up, you can't check out the chut hashedra there. So let's be afraid, maybe it's a trefa. Elamai, the answer must be, you go bust a rave. We say, Zil bas ruba, go bas the roiv of the animals, and rova the animals are not treifas. The Chitamar says, maybe you want to tell me, Dimitatoi posaklo, that maybe you did cut open the tail from the bottom part of it, near the part with by the chut hashedra, which is still attached to the backbone, maybe over there you could cut it, maybe that's not called part of the alley that has to be tamima. Chitamar says, no, liumas. The Pasuk says like opposite the bone, meaning the whole alya, the whole tail has to be tamima. So if so, you can't cut it up to see the chut hashedra there. And the Mor says vidashin, it says lumasot, so vidashin means mokum shakloyis yuetzis. It means to say that the tail has to be tamimim all the way up to where the kidneys are. That's the kidneys called yuetzis that give the etzah. Rashi says that lamalim in aproshis, and the kidneys are way above where the chut hashedra is. If so, you can't check out this alya. So let's be afraid it's a trefa. So it must be go bas arayv. Gemara says no. Dilma, maybe the case is the posach lo bodik lo. Maybe you did cut open the tail and it was able to be bodik to see that place where it's still attached to the chut hashedra to the backbone to make sure it's not a trefa there. We asked the question: how could you cut it open? V'mishum tamima. The Pasuk says, Aliyah Tamima, it has to be a complete tail. Mashmi cannot cut it open at all. Samura says, no, I'll tell you, Hanin Mili, when is there a concern, a problem about being Tamima? Hechi dechot chalagamri. If you cut it completely, like the two pieces, Avlahecha the life, when you just cut it and it's still attached, then less lambo, then there's no problem. So again, it could be that even this Aliyah, you did slice it there, check it out to make sure where it's attached to the chut hashedra, that's not a trefa. So therefore you have no proof again, you go bust the roif. So Mora says that, therefore Rav Sheshes Braid, Rav Idiyomar, he says like this, that ask you, where do you learn out, you go bust the roif? Ask, he would say, Me'egla Rufa, learn out from the Pasha of Egla Rufa. What's the Pasha of Egla Rufa? That you have to chop off the head of this eagle, in case where we find the mace outside the city, that the Yomar Rachman, the Torah says, Ho arufa means you have to chop off the head kishi shlema when the animal is still completely shlema. That has to be completely. Rashi, yeah. So is the arufa kishi shlema teve? It has to be shlema. So you can't check it out beforehand. If so, v'lechus, let's be afraid. Dilma trefi. Maybe this eagle is a trefa, and it'll be possible for egla rufa. So if so, how come we could use negla rufa? It must be go basa reiv. Rashi says, Shleim etevi, afil liyachla rifa, even if you chop off the head. Oilomis, it always has to be Shleima. Alma, lemitzinu lemitva garme, or lemivdak, you can't cut it open to check if it's a tray for not. If so, how do we ever use negla rufa? It must be that we're saying the chan roiv that rove behemoths are not trefus. Samara says, maybe no. Samara says, dilmat lechus, dilmat lechus. Maybe it's a trefa, it's egla rufa. Elolav isn't the answer. Mishrom diarmina, because we say, zil basa ruba. You go after raiv. So Mora says, again, chite, maybe you'll answer me no. The chura might not give me no. What's the difference if an egla rufa is a trefa or not? You don't eat it. So maybe the reason why it's kosher, because even if it's a trefa, it'll be kosher. Harashi says, a trefa, what's the difference? Holav carbon, though. It's not a carbon. Me a rufa lenafka, ashite liyelam. Cain Arefa, the only says it should be the same way, but maybe a trefa is still kosher. Sumer says no. Amri, the very Abianai, Kapora Ksiv Bokakodishim, that it says Loshnova Kapora, by Egla Rufa, it says Kapel Yamcha Yisra, Rashi says, here so Ma Kodishim Asurim Banor, Afi Asurim Banor, Just like kochim has to be a kosher korban, it can't be a treifa. Treifa is possible for a korban. So what then you're also, from this possible, we learn out that a treifa is possible for the egla rufa. So if so, l'chur, it is a good raya to say that you go bus arrive. Because otherwise, how do you ever bring an egla rufa? Let's always be afraid, maybe it's a treifa. So here l'chur is one good proof to say you go bus arrive. And please be sad, here we can't answer the end, we can't give the answer before the laif, Lord, it's still, you open it up and it's still attached. Because here it's mash b'mor, it has to be shlema completely, b'shash chita, b'shash arefa. It has to mamish be completely a shlema. So therefore, there's a raya, you go bas arefa. So that's one proof the chur we learn out from Egla Rufa. Now Rabba bar Rav Shalom, he says like this, ask you me paraduma. Now learn out from paraduma. The Yom Rachman of the Torah says in the parasha of paraduma, it says, v'shochat v'sorof, make a shchita, and then you have to burn the whole para. So we dash in mash chitosi kishi shlema, just like when you make a shchita, the animal is still shalom complete. You don't cut it open before. So afs reifosa kashi shleima. Who are then like right after the matzah of shchita, in that matzah when it's still complete, you have to burn it. Meaning to say, you can't, like Trey says, you can't even open it up. Even though it's still attached, you can't check it out. So again, v'leichesh duma treifi, let's be afraid. Every paraduma, maybe it's a treifa. You can't open it up to check out the yitches treifas. So how come we could bring a paraduma? Elalav isn't the answer. Mishrum diarmina zubas ruba. That we say you go bas ruba the ruba the last to come on. That since rove animals in the world are not treifas, this is part of that rove. Again, v'chitem maybe you tell me no. My nafkum me no. What's the difference again? A paraduma is a treif or not? A paraduma itself is not a korban, and you don't eat it. So maybe it's kosher even though it's a treifa. So Mara says no. Chatis kai rachmana. The Torah calls a paraduma chatis. So therefore, it looks like a chatis. But just like a chatis can come from a treifa, or then a paraduma can come from a treifa. If so, how do we bring a paraduma? It must be that we go bus arrive, that rive are not treifas. So that's the second proof that you go bus arrive. Rav Acher by Yaakov Ami says, Asiya mi Sayyid HaMishtalech. Learned out from the pastor of Yom Kippur by the second Sawyer that sent over the cliff. The Rachmonam of the Torah says, Veloka Cheshneha Sirim. You're supposed to first take these two sirim for the avoidance of Yom Kippur, Chad is Lashem and Chad is Lazozel. So Vidashin says, Veloka Cheshneha Sirim, Vidashin, Shiyushneim Shovim. That both sirim have to be, Shovim has to be complete. So both of them have to be Shleimim and not Treifas. And so the question is, V'lechish, why are we afraid then that Duma Chad Menayot Treifa? Maybe one of them will be a Treifa. Rashi says it means, Hayadi Azozo Treifu. Maybe let's be afraid that's a Treifa. Rashi says, the Bishleim Hachtel Hashem, the one that's brought for a Korban, Bodiklei, it could be that we could check it out after Shchita. El HaChaver, but the one that's sent over the cliff, you don't make a Shchita, then you can't check it out. So how is it kosher? Let's be afraid, maybe it's a treifa. And the Pasuk says, Shnei Sirim, Mashma, both have to be fit to be used. So both of them have to be not treifas. So Elamai, the Chur Rasamech and Rav. Elalav isn't the answer, Mishum Diarmina, because we say, Zil Basaruba. You have a right to be told that this animal is from the Rav, and Rav are not treifas. So Mura says, V'chitem, maybe again, my nafkulon mino, the Chur, what's the difference? Maybe punk the soya that goes la zozil could even be a treifa. Again, it's not a carbon. You don't eat from it. So maybe it doesn't bother us that it's a treifa. Maybe true, we have a good suffix because we don't go bus to rive, and still it's kosher. So Mora says, no, the klal is, ho ein goyrul kaveya la zozil el abedov haroy l'shem. That first we have to bring shnei serum, two serum here. And then we make a goyrul, and what the goyrul says, chad l'shem and chad la zozil. The Peshat is at the beginning, both of them have to be fit to be Lashem even. And to be Lashem, that's a Korban, it has to be, that's not a Treifa. So if so, if later on it'll be a Treifa, it was Botel Mafreya. So how we have a Semuch on the Shnei Sirim, one we cannot check out, Elamai, it must be, so we go Bas Arayv. So Mora says, V'chitei, maybe you tell me no, to Bakinilei. Maybe Rashi says it means after you throw him over the cliff, we check out the animal to make sure it was not a treifa. So Mora says, no, v'yotznan, we learned that lehoye magia, lamach tishar, that this chad lazozel used to throw it over the cliff, and it would roll down a mountain. Now when it got only halfway down the mountain, achinase vorme vorm, like mamish split up into pieces. Rashi says, v'sule motzi bodikle, you can't check it out anymore. But by the time we find it down there, it's broken into pieces. You can't tell if it was broken Michaim or was broken Lachamisa. So it comes out the one Lazoz you can never check out. So again, how are we saying to say it's a kosher or the Shnei Sirim? It must be again another proof that he go Basar Raiv. So here's another proof that he go Basar Raiv. Rav Mori or Mori says like this: ask, you will learn out the klal of Raiv, mi make oviv imoy. If a son hits his mother or father, he makes the chabur, he makes them bleed. That the Yom Rachman the Torah says katle, that if a son hits his father and makes him bleed, we kill him, we give him Isa. Now the question is, for lechesh, let's be afraid, do malav ovivu. Maybe this is not his real father. Like true, we know who his mother is, but how do we know that the mother became pregnant from this father? Maybe it was somebody else. El, it must be lav mishum diarmin. Is because that we say lav mishum diarminun zil basa ruba. We go basa as ruba the lesser kamon, and the roiv is that for roiv bilois achrabal. So most probably, if she was married to this man, to the husband, so even if we have a chash, maybe she lived with somebody else once, but still roiv the majority of her bias were with her husband. So we have a suffix who the son came from. That's a roiv tells us it came from the father. So therefore, we kill the son. Because otherwise, we should always have a doubt, maybe the father is not the real father. So how do we kill the son for hitting his father? So Moses says, what's the proof? Mimai. Maybe when the Torah says we kill the son, maybe the Torah is only talking about a case where they locked up this man with a husband and wife. They locked him up. And Mela, we know for sure she did not live with anybody else. She only lived with her husband. And then she's there for 10 months, and she gives birth there. So we know for sure that this is the husband. Maybe this is the only case the Torah says to kill the son if he hits his father. But in other places, maybe not, because he don't go bust a rave, maybe. So Mora says, no, still, even so, even if they be locked up in jail together, still, the svar is, ein apetropos la rois. Nobody could watch over for a rois, meaning to say, there's always a slight chance that maybe she has nus with somebody else. Even though they're locked up in jail, maybe, even in the Beis HaSurim, maybe she has nus with somebody else there. That's the lashon of Ein Apotropos. Nobody could watch her for the Yisa Rois. So not that it's a vada she lived with somebody else, but it's a slight chance maybe. So still, how do we kill the son? It should always be a suffix, maybe that's not really your father. Elamai b'gobos Roiv, Roiv b'ilas achrabal. So because the Roiv tells us this is really his father. That's another proof of gobos Roiv. Toys asked the question, could he embrace another question here? Maybe it's not as Roy, but we go boss the chazoka. That the mother has a chazoka, to him or aim, the cheska tzadekis. The Mesam, she would not live with anybody else. Right, then the Mora says, Rav Kana, Rav Kana says, Asya mehoriges a nefesh. Bring another proof, the Torah says, if somebody kills another person, so we give the murderer a misa. The Yom Rachman, the Torah says, katle, if Reuven kills Shimon, the Torah says to kill Reuven, if he has Edim. The question is, Valechish, let's be afraid. Do him a treifa heavy. Maybe when Reuven killed Shimon, maybe Shimon was a treifa, he would have died anyway. Says, like Rashi says, the Gavri Ktilakot, you killed a dead person. So with that, you're not chayiv misa. So how do we ever kill Reuven when he killed Shimon? Maybe Shimon was a treifa. El Alav, isn't the answer, Mishum Nirmina, we say, Zil Basa Reuven, you have to go after Rav. And Rav people are not treifas. So therefore, Menestam, if Reuven killed Shimon, we'll kill Reuven. The chita, maybe again, you could tell me, no, tibat kinilei. The only time the Torah says to kill Reuven, the murderer, if afterwards we give like an autopsy to Shimon, and to make sure he's not a, she was not a treifa. So Moses says, that's not mastavro. Hoko menavel. You'll be menavel. You're doing a disgusting thing to him. It's not nice. It's not nice to cut open a mace. So this is the right. It's famous. It's also to make an autopsy. You don't stop cut open a mace. So Moses says, maybe no. The chita, maybe you'll say, here it's different. Mishum ibad nishama dahai na navla. Maybe here it's a question, should we kill the murderer or not? We don't know. So in order like to save the murderer, not to kill him, maybe this should be had to a purpose to make an autopsy on the mace, to check it out to make sure that he wasn't a treifa. Like maybe when we check him out, we'll find he is a treifa, and that will save the murderer. So maybe in order to save the murderer's life, we have a right to make an autopsy. So Morris says, no, still it won't help you. Even if you make an autopsy, still, for the Echish, let's be afraid, Shema b'mokam sayif nekev hevi. Still, it's never possible to check it out. In the case where you killed somebody, you stabbed him. So, lady, even if we check it out,
maybe in that place where he stabbed him, there was a hole there before, and really was a treifa, and you can never check it out. He says, so how does the Torah ever say to kill a murderer? Elamai, it must be, we go basa raiv. This is another proof that we go basa raiv. And it's even raiv, we kill people on the raiv. Ravina Marvina said, another Torah says, ask, you learn it out, Adam Zimimim. From the parasha of Adam Zimimim. There were two Adam say something, and Bezdin Paskins according to them, that another two Adam come and say about the first pair, Imanu Yisem, hold it Bezdin, you can't Paskin. Those two Adim don't know what they're talking about. They were with us at that time that they say they saw the Maisa. What's the klal here? The Yomar Chmon HaTorah says that Sisim Loi Kashe Zomam. That these two Adim wanted to have Reuven killed, so instead of killing Reuven, we killed these two Adim. The question is, Velech, just be afraid, these two Adim said Adis that Reuven killed somebody. So therefore, they wanted to have Reuven killed, so instead of killing Reuven, we killed them. But let's be afraid, maybe the person they want to kill Reuven is a treifer anyway. So they only want to kill a treifer, so without Kasha Zaman we can't kill them. Maybe they're not treifers. Elolav isn't the answer, Mishram Dermina, that we say, Zil Basa Ruba. Go Basa Roy, rogue people in the world are not treifers. So therefore, most probably when the Adim Zaymimim wanted to have Reuven killed, Reuven was not a treifer. So therefore, Kasha Zaman says, whatever you want to do to them, we do back to you. So therefore, Taka will kill the two Adim. So Mara says, maybe no, Pichitem may be there, Dibakin and Lay, that we check him out. Like, clear the Havaminer is that the two Adim had Reuven killed already. So after he's dead, we could check him out. So Mara says, that's not true, but Tanya we learned. But Tanya, Rebbe says, Loi Horgo Nehorgim, that if the two Adim wanted to have Reuven killed, and Bezdin did not kill Reuven yet, as Kasha Zom of Loi Kasha Rosa, then Taka we have the two Adim killed. But Horgu, in the case where the first psak was that Reuven killed, and Bezdin killed Reuven already, that's called Kasha Zom of Loi Kasha Rosa, then Ein Horgim, then we did not kill the two Adim. So we only killed the two Adim when Reuven is still alive. If Reuven is still alive, we cannot check him out to make sure he's a treifa, or not. So how do you ever kill the Adim Zemimim? Maybe the person that's alive, Reuven, is a treifa. If so, they wanted to kill a treifa, so Kasha Zom would be, they want to kill a dead person, not a live person. So we can't kill the Adim. Maybe they're alive, maybe they're not treifas. Elamai, we go bus arrive. Sinechlam is another proof, we go bus arrive. Ravashi says, Asiya Meshchita. Learn out, Atzma, learn out from Hilcha Shchita. The Yom Rachman HaTorah says, Shochet V'yochol. You'll have to shecht an animal, and then you'll have to eat from the meat. I, V'lechas, just be afraid, Shema V'mokim Nekev Kashochet. We know one of the treifas are, is there's a hole in the veshet that makes nekubas a veshet b'mashru. If there's a hole in the veshet in the food pipe, it's a treifa. If so, maybe you shecht the food pipe, but maybe in that place there was a hole before you shechted. And now that you shechted right through that hole, you can't tell, so I could eat from the shechita. El Olav isn't the answer, Mishum Dermin, because we always say, Zul Basar Roiv, you have a right to go Basar Ruba. And rove animals are not treifis, you have a right to go Basar Roiv. So the Chud is another proof we go Basar Roiv. Omer Rav Ashravashi says, I'm Rista, Lishmaita Kaimad Rav Kana. I said over this, Allah in front of a Kahana. The Yamla and son say, Rav Kana said over Kaimad Rav Simi, in front of Rav Simi. The Omele said like this, V'dilma may be Heichid the Efsha Efsha, but Heichid the Loyefsha Loyefsha. We need to say true. You're bringing me proofs here, you go bust a rave. But maybe that's only where it's not possible to check it out, and the other way, then you say Mechan rave. But in the cases maybe we have that you could check out something, then who said you have a right to be say Mechan rave? Maybe you have to check it out. In other words, by Katan Uktan over there, how do we let them live together? It's possible to wait until they become bigger and see if he's a Saurus or see if she's an Alanis. So there, we could be checked out later. How do you know to be Samechan Roiv now? Let's wait to check it out later. Zenechlam, all these cases here where there's no way to check it out. Zenechlam, where there's no way to check it out, then true, maybe we go bust a Roiv. But maybe, Heichid the Yeshu, it's possible to check it out, maybe you have no right to be Samechan Roiv now. We should not let the Katan Uktana have Yibum and live together. Let's be afraid, maybe later on in life, we'll find out really one's a Saurus or an idleness. So you shouldn't be Samech and Rav. The Mora says, the Yilu HaTemrach, we're not going to say this type of Besvaro, the Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir Shita, the Chayish Lemuta,
Ramei Shitri is always chayish lemutoy. He said this katan ktana, they cannot live together. Because we have to be afraid, maybe one will be not able to have children. If so, hochinam ed leocha bisra. So according to Rabbi Meir Shita, he holds yichayishim lemutoy, that you don't go basaroiv. You want to tell me then true you can't eat meat? According to Rabbi Meir, you should never be able to eat from a shchita. Every shchita, let's be afraid, muta, maybe there was a neck of the b'mokam ha-shchita, and it's also to eat from the meat. But the more of a chitayim, maybe hochinam, it's like a true. What do you want to say a proof then? That pshas according to Rabbi Meir, yichayishim lemutoy, when you can wait and check it out later. But in the case we can't check it out later, then taka b'samichan roiv. Someone says, no, maybe not. Maybe taki not samichan roiv, according to Rabbi Meir. And maybe taki can't eat meat. According to Rabbi Meir, maybe you can't eat meat. Someone says, that's not mistabrim. So, Pesach v'kotshim ayik l'meimah. I know the Torah tells you to eat kotshim. The Torah tells you to eat according to Pesach. So, v'echo you see a lot eat the meat. Aye, there's a suffix in the shchita. Elamai go basa roiv. Michael Meme Elavad, you have to say the swim according to Rabbi Meir. Hechid the Yev Shef, Shechid Layesh Layevsha. When does Rabbi Meir say Chashin Lemuta wait to check it out if he could check it out? But cases where he can't check it out, like Mashchita, he's also made Yisamech on the right. Maybe Yochanami also. Hechid the Yev Shef, Shechid Layesh Layevsha. Kissing more really blind like Kasha, how do we know you go boss the Rive in a case where it could be checked out later? Maybe it should not be Samech on the right. So Rashi says, Elo the Pshat from Masconeries.
All right, let's turn over. We'll continue on the other side.